This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Four Kansas schools, school districts rather, are under investigation for alleged Title IX and Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act violations. The United States Department of Education announced it's launching investigations into the Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe Public Schools, Shawnee Mission School District, and Topeka Public Schools. With us now to explain exactly what prompted this is Attorney General Chris Kobach. General, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, as always, my friend.
Great to be with you, John.
So, Title IX was originally enacted to protect the rights of girls, the biological girls. We need to, it's sad that we have to put that out there, but we do, equal educational opportunity and safety. Here we go again. What exactly are these districts alleged to be doing that's prompted this?
Well, they are alleged, and these are credible allegations. There's a great deal of evidence that they're doing this because they have official policies saying they do this, and that is they have policies preventing school officials, teachers, and others from disclosing a student's transgender status to the student's parents without the student consenting to this such disclosure. In other words, they're trying to stand between the parents and their children and say, hey, don't worry, we'll keep this between you and me and your parents. They don't need to know. And that not only does that violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, sometimes called FERPA, but it also violates Title IX. We know that because I led a lawsuit by red states against the Biden administration last year, and we won in federal district court in Wichita, actually. Judge Brooms, who is an excellent federal judge who sits in Wichita, ruled that Title IX is violated. The protections of Title IX are violated when you try to change the definition of sex discrimination to mean gender identity discrimination. Suddenly you are letting biological men into girls' restrooms, girls' locker rooms, girls' sports, and you are threatening the very educational opportunities and privacy rights of women in education and girls in education that Title IX was designed to protect. So, yeah, these schools are violating multiple federal laws. And I asked the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights to come in and investigate. In addition, a private entity known as the Defense of Freedom Institute filed a complaint asking the Department of Education to come in. And that's what's happened.
You would think that the most important duty of a school district is to keep the kids safe. How are they responding? I mean, how did these four districts respond when these questions came up?
With kind of bland, anodyne answers like, we do everything we can to protect parents and students' rights. And then they don't answer the specific charges or allegations. So their initial responses are, non-responsive.
Gotcha. But the policies, I mean, clearly they wouldn't be, this wouldn't have come up if they didn't have the policy in place, though, right? So, I mean, it's a non, exactly. a non-response. You, all you'd have to do is say, we don't do this if you weren't doing it.
Right. And furthermore, this didn't just start, you know, this year. It started a year and a half ago when I, wrote, as Attorney General of Kansas, wrote a letter to six school districts.
Right.
That said, hey,
I remember that.
You six school districts appear to be violating federal law and appear to be violating the rights of parents by having these policies. Please change them. You should be advised that you are likely breaking the law by having these policies. Two of the school districts, smaller school districts, said, you know, immediately said, oh, you know, in so many words, thank you very much. And they quickly changed their policies. But these four, Topeka, Shawnee Mission, Olathe, and KCK, Kansas City, Kansas, they all have said, well, you can pound sand, Mr. Attorney General, and they just kept on doing what they're doing. But I think now the chickens are going to come home to roost, and they're going to have some problems.
Well, sure, because they're risking losing federal funding if they don't comply.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
General, I also wanted to ask you about an appeals court ruling. They just overturned a ruling, rather, that's saying that an Indiana teacher, John Klug, does have the ability to sue his school after he was forced to resign. Again, this is another one of those situations where you wouldn't think that sad that we were in a position where we're having to do this. But he was forced to resign for, get this, refusing to use preferred names and pronouns. You led the amicus brief on this case, correct?
Yes. Yeah, and this is, you know, a fundamental, a slight, you know, variation of the same.
Same kind of, yeah.
Where you have these K-12 schools pushing a hard left, woke, pro-trans, and by pro-trans, I mean promoting trans,
yeah.
and concealing it, if necessary, in their eyes from the parents, pushing that agenda. And so on one hand, you have Kansas schools concealing it from parents. On another hand, you have teachers punished if they don't use the preferred pronouns. And of course, when we're talking about the speech of others, then that brings in the First Amendment, because the First Amendment protects all of us have a religious free exercise that is protected by the First Amendment, a free exercise of our respective religions. And that means that if my faith tells me that, you know, a man cannot become a woman, a woman cannot become a man.
Or common sense, but that's not protected. But yeah.
And so this, when a teacher says, hey, this is contrary to my faith, which I believe was the case in the Indiana case, he's got a First Amendment right in addition to various statutory rights. So, yeah, this is a big deal. Again, same problem, K-12 school districts, administrators, et cetera, adopting these really crazy policies. But, you know, it's more than just crazy and a violation of common sense. It's a violation of the law and a violation of the Constitution in the case of the Indiana teacher.
I'm really curious about one thing on this, General. Where was I think I'm going to ask this question guessing where the answer is. But where was the teachers union in this case? Did they come in his defense, or were they eerily quiet?
I am not aware that the teachers union did anything in his defense in this case. There may be, since it happened in Indiana, there may be something in the facts that we're not aware of. But, you know, typically, you're absolutely right. The teachers union will come riding to the rescue if the teacher is asserting some sort of leftist policy or preference or view. But when the teacher is Christian conservative, crickets from the teachers' unions.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it's the same thing we see. And by the way, we're talking with Attorney General Chris Kobach. It's the same thing we see when you've got, you know, the National Organization of Women and things like that with Riley Gaines or some of the other cases that we've seen, eerily silent in these matters.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that sort of shows the true sort of MO of these organizations. They're all about pushing, left-wing policies that may have nothing to do with education, may have very little to do with their, their mission, or for in the case of a labor union, very little to do with employer-employee relations and workplace issues. But oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, some of these organizations will just go all in on every left-wing idea.
Yeah, yeah, it's laughable and yet predictable at the same time. Want to ask you about one thing, and I know I'm coming up on a break here, but you have announced that you're running for re-election, which fantastic, great, but that we're doing the campaign kickoff here in Wichita. That's coming up here not too long, like a little over a week from now here, Wednesday, September 3rd, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're very excited to be launching the campaign in Wichita. I did this in 2021 when I announced my original campaign for attorney general, which, of course, was in the election of 2022. Wichita and Sedgwick County have been really, really good to me in terms of my, you know, my political election to the office. And we wanted to, you know, tip our hat to Wichita and come back for the announcement of the reelection. And I'm hopeful that people will come over to the come to the celebration. We're going to have a evening event, which should be fun. And people can get information about it at chriskobach.com. There's no cost to attend. And I would encourage them to come on by Wednesday evening.
Yep, we'll be at the Sedgwick County Republican Party headquarters there, actually right next door to us here at Douglas and Webb. Be a great event, September 3rd from at 6 o'clock, right here, right down the street from us here. So, Chris, thank you again. Keep up the good work. If folks want more information, they can find again. It's at Chris Kobach. com, and they can find you on X at Chris Kobach 1787. And by the way, I saw the tweet the other day of you and your daughters out at the Summer Stampede Adventure Race, and I'm shocked at how big your daughters, how grown up they are.
I know, isn't it crazy? You John, you remember when they were toddlers. My two eldest daughters. So adventure racing is a great sport. It's like, I call it a redneck triathlon. It's mountain biking, trekking through the woods and canoeing. But it's a lot of fun, and they usually have co-ed teams. And we were blessed to do really well, but even more of a blessing was getting to have teammates in my two oldest daughters. So it was a lot of fun.
I saw that picture, and I remembered, my mom hanging out with your wife and your daughters, and I thought, wait a minute, that cannot be those two little girls. And then I realized how old you and I are getting.
I know. Yeah, we sometimes forget as we look in the mirror that we're aging, but then we look at our family members, especially our kids.
Yes.
And we realize time is passing.
Yes. So it's not fair. Anyway, not fair.
It's not, but it's also great to see your kids grow up to be, wonderful adults. So.
Well, my friend, I wish you the best of luck. We'll see you on the 3rd, if not before then. And, of course, you will have my complete and total support. So,
well, thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you and your listeners on Wednesday night.
Thank you, my friend. Keep up the good work.
The 3rd. Wednesday the 3rd.
Yes, I knew what you meant. Wednesday the 3rd. We knew what you meant. Thank you again, my friend. We'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.